This is Garden City Community College Bronkbusters Coaches Show, a chance to visit with Bronkbusters coaches and athletes live from Old Chicago in Garden City. Here's your host, the voice of the Bronkbusters, Cal Friedman.
Welcome back to the Garden City Community College Coaches Show here on this Thursday night. We took last week off due to some conflicts, but we are back here at Old Chicago. Full episode of basketball, men's basketball, and women's basketball were in action yesterday against the Cali Tigers. Women's team took it home. We start today's show with head coach Greg Franklin of the women's team. Coach, thank you so much for coming on tonight.
I appreciate you having me.
So after the win over Cloud, you had told me, I guess you could play, you could say it's like carpe diem.
Yeah.
Taking advantage of the situation. For the people that might not have been listening at that point, can you explain that one for us?
Well, it's one of those things right now that our kids need to make sure that they're really, really focusing on the job at hand, you know, and doing their due diligence to be ready whenever their moment is called. So we've had some extra shooting practices. We've had some extra practices that iron out our offense. Our offense has looked better in the last two, three games than we had after Christmas. But, you know, when you have to mandate people to come shoot, and they don't have that common denominator of a person that's driven and a pro or an all-conference player or an all-American, it makes it a little different, a little difficult too sometimes. So we've done that. Our shooting went from 31, 30% in six or seven games to 51, 52%, 56% in one half. In some quarters, it was up around 70-something percent. It just depends on how willing we are to make sure we're taking the right shots at the right time. And you and I talked about this before. I mean, you can take a bad shot, good shot, great shot, excellent shot, or the best shot ever. And that's really kind of our mantra right now. Let's get the best shot ever in every possession.
I wanted to ask about that because we talked about it a little bit off air. Your team's got some really good looks in the last couple games. Where have you seen the offense flow?
I think the biggest thing is trying to get paint touches. You know, every time we get a paint touch with our quick guards, the defense has to raise up on the drive. And as the end result, Anna gets easier shots or we get easier kickouts. And you, what you really want from three-point shots is you want that inside-out look because your rhythm's going at the hoop. You got your feet, hips, shoulders, hands going at the basket. You're not fighting the ball coming from a wing down to a corner, having to turn your body. You got every, all your rhythm and going at the hoop. So those three-pointers are good ones. Now, the early ones, when we take from the wing to the corner and it's a first pass with somebody on us, a body between us, those are the ones that usually end in layups on the other end, bad shots, or wide-open threes on the other end. So those are the ones we're trying to eliminate. We had some in the last game as well.
One thing that you've been stressing a lot on the postgame show is how well your team's passed the ball. 21 assists on Saturday, 24 last night. Where has this group grown?
I think in maturity a little bit. I mean, it. You know, when you have seven freshmen and one newcomer, they're going to fight you, and they're not going to like what you have to say. They're not going to like the fact they have to look to themselves and have the light shined on them. I mean, they're not going to like it. So you got to get through that wall. We had a lot of early success, and then we hit a wall. And with that many newcomers, you don't have anybody to draw reference to what you're really trying to say. Hey, look, this happened for this team, and then that person that's been with you for a year says, hey, look, coach is trying to get you guys through this. You need to listen. So we really didn't have that. You know, it had to come from myself and the coaches, and we say all the time, we can make you really good, but we can't make you elite. You guys make each other accountable, and it makes you elite. That's the difference. So I think that we're starting to see, okay, I need to be coached. I need to be told things. And we'll probably take a step backward one time and then go step forward and two steps back, four steps forward. That's the way it is. That's the process. But that's why you coach. That's why you love it. You love the process to see somebody have their maturation form right in front of your eyes. You're like, I walked into the locker room last night and I said, man, I'm looking at some cats right here growing up. You guys are growing up a little bit. And you heard a couple go, oh, I said, I stopped that. Just stop that right where it's at. We're not going to listen to that.
For a group that is mostly, as you mentioned, just out of high school and one that was just a freshman year last season, how do you feel like they have handled criticism?
it's been tough on them at first. It kind of went like this. Okay, wow, this guy's nuts. Okay, he knows what he's talking about. Now we're winning a few games, but we're not good enough. We're just hearing enough to win some ball games early. Okay, now we get to conference, and you're well scouted. And the things that you don't do real well, they expose you. So when I'm telling them those things, they're not getting in the gym and doing them because they're freshmen, newcomers. But now you start going with a little bit more maturation and understanding what I'm saying to them. It goes from begrudging me to, okay, well, maybe he knows what he's talking about. Maybe to, okay, well, this did work. All right, he did get us in the gym. Now we're shooting 51-52% from the game instead of 31-30, and we're taking better shots. And I had to turn down a really good shot, a great shot, to the best shot ever. I don't know, I'm drawing reference to that again, but it really is. Because when you do those things, it stops on those transition buckets for the other team, because everybody knows when you're taking the best shot ever, we got to go rebound or we got to get back. It's not a surprise when you go, you know, step back three between the legs and somebody's in your face and you shoot it and everybody's going, what just happened? This is not us. So then they get a run out or they get a wide open three on the other end. So that's where our lulls came, and it came against Pratt too. We got up, we were playing really well, clicking, but then we had those moments in the second half where two things took really, really bad shots, and then we didn't box out. And this past game, we didn't box out. Let me tell you something: if we don't box out against Barton, I mean against Butler, then we're going to be in big trouble.
Against Barton, too, I'm sure.
Well, sure.
If it makes you feel better, I definitely think that you know what you're talking about.
Man,
but
I hope so.
You're someone who's got over 400 wins at this level as a head coach, but you've also been on as an assistant at the Division I level. Are you still learning things about the game of basketball to this day?
Dude, if you're not learning, you're burning. You're going to burn out. You're going to be done. I mean, if you're not learning something every single day, I try to go in every morning, and I'll watch 30 to 45 minutes of just clips of other coaches' offense or defensive schemes and try to figure those things out and how to help our group. What fits us? Not just put in what they do, but what fits us. And then do recruiting for an hour and a half and texting and emailing and talking to this person's handler, that person's mom or dad. You know, that leads me up to about noon. And then at noon, you got to do your practice plan to what pertains to that day and what pertains to the next game. That's, again, we talk about this, the process. You got to love the process to be at the next level, to really get yourself to be elite. Now, I'm not elite. I'm just saying I'm striving for it. I'm working for it. Now, I don't know if I ever get there because maybe the information and my mental capacity will not ever meet each other. Who knows? But I think that probably you have to work to that point. I mean, because, you know, like you say, you can be good, great, excellent, tremendous, or elite. Mm-hmm. And everybody that is a real competitor wants to be elite.
I'm going to use that phrase, too. If you're not learning, you're burning.
So. Oh, you're not learning, you're burning, baby.
Can I ask where the sense of humor comes from on your side of the family?
My grandfather, he had something to say about everything, I'm telling you. I mean, he was – but then my dad's a Church of Christ preacher, so he always talks. And then my brother, he should have been a lawyer because he never shuts up. Never. I mean, he kind of reminds me of Ray Romano. He doesn't never have any – he never can be quiet. He's always got a theory for something. He's always talking about what he thinks about somebody else or what should be done. So, no, I probably was the most quiet in the house. You can believe that. So,
I would really like to see what the Franklin household was like on Thanksgiving.
No, Christmas was just – Thanksgiving was all right because everybody was eating so much. Christmas, there was a lot of cheer going on. There was a lot of speaking and talking.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Talking with Greg Franklin right now, if you're just joining us on the Garden City Community College Coaches Show. I want to talk a little bit about last month. How did the losing streak wear on the team throughout?
You know, surprisingly, to their credit, to draw themselves out of it, they worked extremely hard. Now, they had days where they wanted to have pity parties, and they wanted to lay down and woe is me. Coach is tough. This is bad. I can't believe we're doing this much. But sometimes you don't see the forest for the trees. And at that point in time, you got to paint the picture for them and let them know. Now, I'm not saying we're anywhere out of the forest. No, we're not out of the woods at all. But I say that we see a little more light at the end of the tunnel. And, you know, we're going to take some setbacks on the road and things like that. It's going to happen. It's going to happen with a young team like that. But I also know that they're trying, and I respect them for that. I respect their effort. I respect their attitudes. Obviously, there's been a lot of, you know, we have to milk them back to, nourish them back to health, sometimes mental and physical and emotional. But that's part of my job and part of what my assistants have to do to let them understand really what's going on. This is why I'm saying this. This is why this is happening. But, you know, hey, there's nobody in the country or nobody in our region is going to feel sorry for Garden City, because kind of feel like that, you know, being here for 3/4 of the year now, hey, everybody points a finger at Garden City. Everybody wants to beat Garden City. Everybody wants to put Garden City in their place. Well, there's going to be a time here in the next year or so that we're going to put people in their place. So understand that. That's okay. We'll do that now. But we won't do it later. It's not going to happen.
Like the sound of that, Coach. You had also mentioned to me this team was practicing well and getting better, even though the team was falling short on the court. Is it frustrating as a coach when preparation doesn't translate to in-game play?
Well, you know what? And we go, I know I sound like a broken record, but you have this many newcomers, freshman newcomers. You know, when you're playing the number two team in the country on their floor and you're missing a layup to cut it to even with about 4 or 5 minutes to go at Hutch, or you've got, you know, people in here that are supposed to be, you know, the top of our league, they're 11th in the country or 7th in the country or 6th in the country, and we're 4 or 5 points off. But we know we're not playing our best. We know we're not playing our best, but we're striving every day to get there. And that's the biggest thing that you want to give your team, is you want to give them a little bit of hope. You want to give them a chance. And sometimes it's looked as it's overkill when you have an extra practice or you have an extra film session or you go over this numerous times. It may look as it's overkill, but really and truly, repetition is key in this sport. Whether you're out shooting on your own or you're watching film or you're hearing the things that you need to hear, or you're just practicing the same thing over and over and over again defensively, I think that's key for us to be able to get over the hump. Now, I will say this. We had some bad possessions last game, but boy, did I tell you, 75% of the time we had some great possessions defensively with our rotations, our drops, our covers, our scramble outs, our defending the one more. Our kids come out and close out on the high side, hands up, sticking the ball. We fought to get over the top of the post. We had rim line protection over the lobs. We did some really good things in the last game. Now, will it be like that the next game? You never know with that many newcomers on the road. But if it does and it starts to translate, like I'm telling them, we get into the tournament. Into the tournament, we're going to be the most dangerous team there. We'll be the most dangerous team there if you just keep pushing and keep going an inch, tenth of it every single day. You'll be dangerous. Trust me. Nobody wants to play Garden City in the end of the year. I can tell you that.
That's the process. I like to hear that. You mentioned after the game yesterday, when we turn the corner, we could beat anybody in this league. Where does that belief come from with you?
I guess because we have. I mean, because I have. I mean, I've seen it. I know what it takes. You know, and I'm going to tell you this right now. I've watched every league, Texas, Florida, Kansas, and I know we don't have what we need to say, okay, we can do it night in, night out, back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back nights. And that's what you got to do in a tournament. But we do have it. If we had you one night, we can't get you. But I will say this. In Kansas, you got some of the best teams in the country right now. Just watching the old league I was in the Panhandle and watching the Texas leagues. I've got so many schools because of recruiting right now in the Texas and the Panhandle League wanting to play us next year because we're recruiting hard and we have visits set up for those kids. And you just have to be patient with it. But in that March area is when you're going to start clipping them. Mm-hmm. You start getting those recruits. And like I say, I mean, I get so many emails and so many text messages right now saying, hey, won't you come to my classic? No, you come to mine. Well, what are you going to give me? Nothing. Just come up here because you know we're getting ready to get these players. So I'm excited about kids we got coming in right now, too. I mean, we've got three top-notch players coming in on the 20th through the 23rd, 24th. And I, you know, if we can land those kids, which we've already had a commitment from a kid, a really, really good player at Pearl Cone, and I think we're getting ready to land a couple bigs here in the next 2 weeks, I think the old Bronc Busters might be a problem next year.
I like the sound of that. Let me talk a little bit about the future. We're talking with women's basketball coach Greg Frank, if you're just joining us here on the Garden City Community College Coaches Show. With the incoming first freshman class that you want to bring in, is there an identity that you want out of this group, or do you want to manifest with them?
Well, Cal, you've seen us play. What do you think we want to do defensively?
You want to put pressure on the ball.
I want to put pressure on the ball. I want to turn them over. I want to generate a lot of offense from our defense. We want to take the best shot ever, but we also want to have great shooters. Right now, we have good shooters, streaky shooters. And those cats are working hard every single day to be able to do what they got to do to make shots. And that's key, too. Like we talked about repetition. But, you know, biggest thing is that in recruiting, you recruit those kids your style of play. I may turn down a kid that could knock down, you know, 15 threes in a row to get a kid that might be a little streaky but long and athletic and take passing lanes away. And it's fun for our fans to watch. You know, I think that our brand of basketball is a little bit more fun to watch than me coming back and sitting in a 2-3 zone and them calling foul after foul and the game lasts for 3 hours. Well, we're going to get up in your face 94 feet, and if you can handle it, good for you. But if you can't, you're going to come out of the whole deep pack with a nail, I can tell you. But that's going to be key, getting those right kind of players in here. And like I said, I'm really excited about some of the kids we got coming in. I don't know if it'll translate in us signing them, but I know a whole lot of folks is trying to get them on visits, and we got them coming. So we'll see what happens.
A couple more questions for you. I have watched this team all year, and I felt like in the first half of the year, the team's half-court sets have not been as good as it's been over the last two games. Do you see the same?
Other teams?
Your team's half-court sets.
I think our half-court sets have been pretty good in the last couple of games. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've executed, and that's been the difference. And that comes with time, too. I mean, you know, you can say, okay, this team's a wash. But no, we have some really good players on here. We just don't have the depth that we need right now to play the way I want to play. Now, if I wanted to go back into a 2-3 zone and hope teams miss shots and, you know, let my destiny be called by the other team, then – okay, well, we just say, okay, K, Sarah, Sarah, whatever will be, will be. So I'm not like that. I can't do it. I'm not going to be that way because I want to own my own destiny. So what I need is 10, 11, 12 kids that can come out and just pressure the ball, get after people, and we impose our will on people. I think also, you know, I don't see anybody else in our league play the way we play. Try to turn people over, try to make things happen, try to get up in your face. Even if somebody's trapping, you know, even somebody's not in a 2-2-1 going back to 2-3, it's just a pass that let's fall back. I don't see anybody going up there. So I think a lot of times, you know, our team has to adjust the referees, and the referees have to adjust to us. But more importantly, we have to adjust to them. And we've played a lot of times with our hands on people and things like that. And we've created our own conundrum. We have done that ourselves. So we got to change that. But the biggest thing is I believe that we have the system that will work, you know, and I think this is probably going to be the best league in the country next year, just watching the other leagues. We got some great coaches. We got a lot of administration wanting to make sure we have the best league by funding. But I can tell you this, it's going to be a dogfight next year. So this time of the year is what's going to translate into wins next year because we have to have the horses to be able to do it.
Before we get to next year, I want to ask about this season to close this one up. You mentioned that your team's not quite out of the forest yet, but once this team turns the corner that they can compete with anybody in this conference, how much more growth does this team have left in the last month before you get ready for conference tournament?
Our ceiling is pretty high as long as we maintain the type of maturity, intensity, and just probably just beginning to come around with the withedness of playing the basketball game. IQ, and we were learning that. And I said this earlier this year when you and I were sitting in here. We said, okay, we have to take live bullets to be able to figure each other out. And it's taken us this long to try to start figuring each other out. I mean, because in practice, we can't take live bullets. I try to simulate as much as I can 4-on-4, but it's still, you're not there the whole way to figure out a whole possession. And that's probably been the most proudest of my team I've had this year, that they just keep fighting and keep fighting and keep fighting, even when they lost 8 in a row. I mean, they were their 7, 8, whatever it was. I didn't want to keep count. People kept counting for me. They would come in and tell me, and I'd be like, I don't want to hear that. But
I might have been one of those people. I'm sorry.
Yeah, possibly, Cal. But, you know, it is what it is. You have to get the job done. If you're a player, as a coach, your fans, your media, your administration, they want to see results. And I get that. I do. But sometimes we have to be patient in the process of understanding where we started from this year and where we're at right now. So, you know, I don't know when the last time that they've actually swept Cali. You know, I don't know that. I mean, I'm not sure. And beat some of these teams that they've beat. I mean, I know we have one more win than we had last year, and we still have 7-8 games left. So I would think we'll probably eke out a couple more and possibly every last one of them, because we have some teams coming in here that have to play us here that we've had to play there. Hutch has to come in here. Dodge has to come in here. So we got to go play Butler there, and we better bring our A game because they're well coached by Coach Helmer, and they've got a really good team, got a really good freshman. But I can just tell you, I think that we'll probably be okay.
Well, I've learned a lot from this conversation. And a wise man once told me, if you're not learning, you're burning. And that's right. I am not burning today. Thank you so much for coming on, Coach.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate you.
That is Greg Franklin. His team goes on a 3-game road trip in these next 2 weeks. But they'll be back at Conestoga Arena to take on Coffeyville. When we come back on the Garden City Community College Coach Show, we'll get into men's basketball. A couple student athletes here to join us tonight here on 99.9 The Rock.